you know, this in the evening when the sun just goes down, what would you call that?
I would call that just full sundown.
Okay, fine. Let's see, I gotta set this here. Now, how would you call this time that my watch says? I got it. It's upside down. My watch is a little hard. Yeah, it'd be this way.
That would be a quarter till 11.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes off, what would you say the weather is doing?
Weather's breaking.
Breaking? Okay. What would you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long? Just a quick, heavy rain?
Well, that's just we always call them death showers.
Death shower?
Death shower.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Now, what would you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece? Good. All right, what about those things that hold the logs in a fireplace? What would you?
Them tongs, dogs.
Okay.
All the dogs, that one.
Good. What would you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling splinter.
Okay. And what about some particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat lighter?
Good.
Fat lighter or kindling splinter, they want
to. That's good. Okay. What would you call a small room for hanging clothes?
A den.
A den? Okay. What would you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, just right along the outside?
I would call it a weatherboard.
Weatherboarding? Good. What would you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? Well, I guess we're on right now.
Yeah, porch.
Fine. What would you call a small porch? Like one that didn't have any roof. Would you have a name for that?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. Not that.
Well, I don't either, so that's fine. Okay. What would you call a small place where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow pen.
Cow pen? Okay.
Can you go a little bit slower?
We'll just get what you can, because we can get that. What would you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Fence made of rocks or stone.
Yeah. You have just a general name for it? I haven't seen any down here. But.
Yeah, well, I would call it a stone fence or a rock fence.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of various kinds of wood fences would
wire
you know?
Wire fence. Real fence.
Uh-huh.
That's about the
okay. Do you have any different names for different kinds of rail fences? Is there just more or less one? I mean, would there be any particular kind of rail fence that you'd know of around in this part of the country?
No, I don't. Just plain old rail fence.
Okay. What would you call a large wooden vessel open at the top in which you carry water or milk? Just a
container.
Container? If you had one that you dropped down into a well or something to bring the water up, would you have it? Just a.
Well, that would have to be a container too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Fine. What if you had one made out of metal? Would it still be the same thing, or would you have a different name for it?
Well, if it was a aluminum water bucket.
Uh huh.
Something like that.
Okay, that's good. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying thing? Well, I call it a frying pan, a pressure cooker.
Okay.